Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brian and Cooper Studio. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 558 on your time, high of 89. Currently, it is 65, clear skies in Olathe.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Coffee Day?
I'm feeling like it's a Victory Monday!
Yes, sir!
Oh, boy, we got it in yesterday.
How about those Chiefs?
That's what I like to see.
We'll be talking about the Chiefs a little later on in the show, of course. Mayor Quinn Lucas coming on in a 7 o'clock hour.
And your TMG goes down, and we got to talk about Mariah Carey, and she was asked about her romantic relationship she got going on with Anderson .Paak.
Now, why people all up in Mariah Carey business like that?
It's only right. They over there holding hands. What y'all got going on?
They got some grown folk business. How about some marriage propaganda this morning with that? How about that, D?
Oh, Lord. I don't think Nick Cannon would like that.
Oh, man. Of course, man, we got plenty of opportunities for your shot at $1,000 and some free fall cash, man. We are hustling and shining. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jazz.
How about that D, baby?
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
What if you decided to welcome the problems instead of dread them? Would that make any difference in the way you felt, in your level of anxiety from day to day, moment to moment? What if you were to remind yourself that you've made it through every challenge you've ever encountered? Would you perhaps develop a little more confidence and raise your expectations? What if you came to the realization that dwelling on resentment provides absolutely no value to your life? Is it likely that you'll find more positive and productive ways to focus the magnificent power of your attention? Step back from what you're thinking and doing, and see all that you've been getting right. While you're there, notice also the thoughts and actions that do not help you at all. Be kind to yourself by being honest with yourself. Be respectful of your abilities by pointing them where they will do some real good. It's certainly easy to get drawn into negative patterns, yet with some self-realization, it's not particularly difficult to get out. Look objectively at how you've been living and get excited about all the improvements you can make. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time, is a high of 89, currently 64, with fair skies at Wyandotte Lake. Rapper Young Thug has a full circle moment as he performed live in front of the Fulton County Courthouse for his fans.
Came a long way from, you know, trenches, man, and life is precious. So I just want everybody to be better. I did that for Atlanta, for the community, for the city, man. We tired of losing people. You know, even if it is something, it's just not worth losing people, bro. It's not worth living that type of life and beefing and doing that type of stuff, you know, man. We just growing, bro. If you growing, make some noise right now.
I think this is a positive, you know, thing. And, you know, it's headed towards the right direction is what I would say.
Oh, definitely. Showing love to, you know, our brothers and sisters that is incarcerated. I think it's very important because they can oftentimes be forgotten. And people got family that's locked up, man. I know everybody that knows somebody that knows somebody that got somebody locked up. So that's, I know I did for years. My Uncle Ronnie, you know, did time or whatever. He was very close to me. So I know how that is, man. Make sure y'all put something on your JPay if they still doing that.
Yeah, just for context, he was performing for regular civilians just in front of the courthouse, too.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, okay. But still, it still all ties together.
For sure.
Yes. And then streamer Casa Nad, he's breaking records. He just hit 1 million subs, breaking the Twitch record, which is really dope. But before all of that, he opened up speaking to Kirk Franklin about turning down a $60 million deal during his first Mafia-thon.
My first Mafia thing ever, I was offered like $60 million.
You were lying to me.
I didn't want to take because I knew it would mess me up. I knew like it would make me lose focus.
Man, you were 21.
Yeah, I was like 21. Anybody would take that.
Yes!
Yeah, anybody would take that. So it's like...
And you said no.
I said no. I learned that not all money is good money. Yeah. So like, I can't...
Lose focus on what?
Some of the goals that he had set up on that time. It was just certain things that he wanted to do. And I think him also being young, he probably knew that if I get this money right now, I'm not going to care about those other goals.
All right, D, help me out. What, like, other than money with streaming,
yeah,
what goals are you trying to reach?
Well, I mean, that just depends on him. But I know that having certain people on his show is what he's been able to do. And so I'm not too sure. I could only play 20, 30 seconds of the clip.
I'm not questioning the young man because he's right. All money is not good money. But I just want to know, what is the negative to the $60 million? Was they trying to make him do something?
Of course, he would have had certain things he would have had to agree upon. So that could have also, if you take some money, you take $60 million, you know it's something coming with that.
Okay, some restrictions or something like
that.
Or,
hey, you got to have so-and-so on your podcast. You got to switch and do this. So I'm sure it probably would have been certain things that would have knocked him off his pivot. But him being that young and turning that down because he saw his value... That's deep.
Yeah, that's very mature and wise for such a young age. But he's right. Seriously, though, for everybody listening, all money is not good money.
It is
seriously.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
Join Hot 103 Jams and giving hope and help for the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products Drive and Expo. Saturday, October 18th at the MCC Penn Valley Education Center, 3201 Southwest Traffic Way. From noon to 3 p.m., donate new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, panty liners, and more. The drive will also feature domestic violence agencies, local small businesses, and community nonprofits who will share their free resources and services. This is very important for our community. And giving hope and help, always doing this every single year. Thank you for letting us partner. So, D, busy, busy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I know you was out there popping your collar.
Popping
you know,
my collar is crazy.
Clocking your figures. You know what I'm saying?
Here he go. Nah, it was a good weekend. Shout out to the 18th and Vine Arts Festival. Big shout out to Quez and all of his team that put that together. So that was happening all weekend long, and it was well put together. Shout out to Era. She was holding it down as a judge. I know she was coming through on Saturday, and then all the other cousins that hit the stage.
With her little coochie glasses, okay.
With a who?
Coochie. Coochie glasses.
Okay, yeah, you better pronounce it correctly.
I did.
All right. I didn't know what you said. That's a good brand. I like that brand, by the way. Need us some in a little dilly deal. And then after that, I stopped by Greater Pentecostal Temple. They had a community engagement event. It was dope. They had the bounce houses for the kids, free haircuts and hairstyles for the girls, which I love because a lot of times people forget about our little girls. They just get the haircuts, which is great, but it was dope that they had that experience too.
Oh, that's it? No, that ain't it for you.
I was to say then. I mean, I thought we was going in chronological order. I was going to let you know what I'm saying? But then, of course, shout out to L's Patio. Had a little ATL fun. It was a welcome to Atlanta set. Thank you for stopping by. You know, turning up the people for the one time. It was definitely a fun night. I had my little Atlanta hat on.
My little true religion.
I felt like I was, you know, overly from the A. So it was definitely good. I know you had a bunch of events going on.
Just a couple things. My nephew got the dub. Man, he was balling on Friday.
Are they undefeated?
Against Blue Springs. Nah, they lost a game in Arkansas.
Okay, got you. Okay.
But that's it, though.
That's it.
Big game coming up this week against Blue Springs South. We'll get in that Friday. But yeah, other than that, man, we had the tailgate with my fam at Buck Tooie Barbecue. Man. Shout out to my dog Theodore, who was on the grill.
Yeah, I saw that them videos. I said, dang, that barbecue looked fire.
Yeah, boy. Shout out to all the cousins who came up and tapped in. I got so many people to shout out, though. I hope I can remember them all. my bad if I don't, y'all. But yeah, it was a good time, though. Hopefully we'll get together and maybe get another one cracking.
Yeah, got to. It's only right.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, comedian Arnett J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gem. Get your music out.
Before it's all said and done, I talked about it this week. Everyone was saying, is the Chiefs era over? They're having a hard time. Yeah, it's one game. But they did just go on against one team we think is a monster, right? And the Ravens, whose record doesn't necessarily indicate because they played two great opponents, two of the best offenses in the league, and the Lions and the Bills. But to me, how many years did you hear that the Patriots were done after they had the loss? Remember to the Chiefs, I remember that one year where it's like, all right, the reign is over. No, it's not. Patrick Mahomes is still standing here. Andy Reid's still here. This team has championship DNA, and they showed it today.
Oh, yeah, D! Once again, it's on! Baltimore came here and got punished!
Raggedy Ravens!
As are Kansas City Chiefs! Get a big dub yesterday, 37-20, and it wasn't even that close.
It wasn't.
Take your ass back to the wire and go whistle on your corners there because the king is back, D. And I told y'all, when we get Xavier Worthy back, it's going to be a brand new offense. And well, I be damned, we look like a brand new team.
Yeah.
And all we missing now, D.
is Rashi.
It's just a side of rice. You know, rice always makes everything just a little bit better.
Now you're talking my language.
Especially some of that St. Louis fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
But Patrick Mahomes, he got some receipts to cash in, D.
He do.
The best your offense has looked all season and maybe in a while. What was the difference and how much did having Xavier back out here help?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a ton. I mean, to have that speed, he saw it. He makes those big plays happen and it opens up everybody else. So, super excited about how he looked. We got to clean up some stuff in those first few drives, get touchdowns instead of field goals. But something to build on.
Coach told us no panic, but there certainly was a sense of urgency coming in. How important is this win?
Yeah, it's extremely important. That's a great football team that's going to be around all year long and in the playoffs. So to be able to win a game at home, get back to 2-2, keep this momentum going as we move forward this season.
Next week, Monday Night Football against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to be wearing their cute little 90s throwback uniforms.
You calling their outfits cute is crazy.
They are cute, though. But with that being said, D, I'm just saying, look, tell a hater to tell a hater to tell a hater that the Kings are back. And we're here to collect with a little interest. Hey, yo, D, give me a Dr. Pepper so I can burp like Fat Tone. R.I.P.
Go Chiefs!
I ain't finna build show.
Go Chiefs!
Hustle and shine, coming back again.
Swerving through the town, getting turned off wins.
Got the whole Kansas City wearing red tonight. Hit up DNC and shit, powering like she said no.
The L House line long, I said so.
Make calls, call the line, we at the dough.
Oh, you ain't know?
We on the road
to the Super Bowl.
It's Go Chiefs!
My parlay's paying out, I like to risk it.
These bands thick like them biscuits in district.
On point like Butker when he kicks it.
Chris Jones with the sack, that's a hitch stick.
Hustle shine in the morning, you should listen.
It ain't our fault that these rest be on some clicks.
Wrong calls.
Wrong calls. Flags everywhere, they trying to see us fall. We holding on the ball, trying to make plays. Go Chiefs, hustle and shine, back up in the game. Ain't nothing changed.
If your money on the Chiefs and you stacking your bread,
we live large and bleed red. It's Go Chiefs. And the league's out of luck. Sliding down 71, we up. It's Go Chiefs. Kansas City is lit. We live large and bleed red. It's Go Chiefs.
Why we get out.
Stack a dollar. It's Go Chiefs.
Duh.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:07:24 your time. Woo, time flies when you're having fun. High of 88, Curly 64, Fair Skies, down Wyandotte Lake. Grammy Award winner Edison Park, he's been collaborating with Mariah Carey, but it
collaborating
seems
in more ways than one, dude.
Yep, you said it for me. Gayle King asks, Mariah, what's going on with that?
I reached out to him.
Why him?
He's brilliant.
Well, that's a good reason. And now you know there are pictures of you all holding hands. Is this just a...
He just likes to hold my hand. He just grabs my hand. I don't know what he's doing. He's a hand-holding club. That's what he is.
Next time you get caught out with a little, you know, a little yeah, just be like, we just hold, we're part of the hand-holding club. That's all we know.
Oh, my God.
That's a new one.
You ever been caught up with some type of excuse like that, that you had to make up on the fly, D?
I believe honesty is the best policy, so.
Come on, Pimp Daddy, D.
All right. Here you go, pushing false narratives again. I'm going to have to hit you with the Dame Dash.
What they know about Sweet D?
Okay, we like that.
Please. Switching gears, rapper Wiz Khalifa said, he is tired of y'all. He's irritated. He's irritated by when people say he fell off.
It really grinds my gears when people be like, this person fell off, that person fell off. Man, you fell off. You fell off in the information that this person is still cracking in their world. They're just not in your world anymore.
Facts. Big facts. You know, oftentimes we get confused with things that are in our community or in our vicinity.
Yes, that's true.
And it's a very small dot on this big old planet called Earth. So, man, he got... And I'm guilty of that, too, sometimes, D. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
We all are. We've all probably said somebody fell off just because we have not seen them. But right. Are we going to their page or going to their environment to see them?
Right.
That doesn't mean people aren't successful just because they're not hanging around you no more.
And there's been several things like that. Like, I remember learning that Mary Kay and Ashley Olsen, this was like 30 years ago when they was like little young twins.
I remember them,
They were worth like $100 million. And I'm like, for what? They was on Full House and they had some movies.
No, you and I have a lot of conversations where we talk about stuff and I'll mention artists and you like, they don't, what?
Yeah, so you be surprised, man.
That's why I be trying to tell people, you know, change your mindset. They're not in our world. That don't mean that they not in somebody else's world. Getting $100 million.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
On with us once again, this time on a Victory Monday, is our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas of Kansas City, Missouri. Mayor Lucas, KCPD, just launched a blue light program to increase officer presence by keeping patrol cars lit up around the city. But let's be real, Mayor Lucas. Does a parked car with flashing lights actually make people feel safer? Or, you know, I just envision the real criminals, and I'm being as real and honest as possible. I just envision the real criminals looking at this and just low-key laughing about it. What is your actual take on this?
You know, I think it is important to show and to share officer presence. I think the fact that these will only usually be on moving cars shows that an officer is in the neighborhood, shows what's going on. And occasionally, yes, it puts some criminal activity underground. There are some criminals who are just bad and they're going to do what they're going to do anyway with an officer staring at them. For others, they're going to be like, oh, shoot, y'all, hide that. Do something different for a minute because they're coming down the street. And let me tell you, that's actually a good thing, right? You do want to deter their misconduct. You do want to make sure that folks know that the police are around the neighborhood. And you want to make sure that people know, our neighbors, our friends, and others know that the police are actually around. This is something that you see in D.C., Philadelphia, Baltimore, New York City, and lots of major American cities. And part of it actually started as an anti-terrorism type of thing to show people that, yes, there is a presence of law enforcement. But more than anything, the goal isn't necessarily to stop every criminal from existing. It's very hard to do that. But it's to let them know that, yeah, there's a cop who's driving down 55th Street. There's a cop who's driving through downtown. That's the sort of thing that I think we're building up and why this program is going to be a positive long term.
Now, more than halfway through your term as mayor, a lot of accomplishments have been achieved so far. But what are some efforts that are important to you that will positively impact residents for your remainder?
Probably two things that we're going to figure out. Thing number one, we have a lot more housing to do in Kansas City. My goal is to get us, we're already close to 6,000 units of new affordable housing. And I have people who sometimes ask me, what is affordable? That has included $425 a month rent. included zero. That gets up to about 1,000. But that is the range that we've been in for lots of it, and we're building a lot of it. So more housing. I'm proud of my legacy to be housing rather than big bling events. That being said, I think the stadiums where our teams end up is going to be an important conversation. I've been telling y'all for years now, I think the Chiefs stay at Arrowhead. I was out at Arrowhead yesterday. Every single person I bumped into, and they are not all from Kansas City, said, you need to keep this team right here. I think they will end up staying. Hopefully that's announced soon. I think the Royals end up making the right choice too. But those are things that I think people will continue to think about, talk about. Our economic development is going to stay off the charts. Riverfront, West Bottoms, core of the East Side, Inner City, Parade Park. You're going to see a groundbreaking in the weeks ahead. So proud of what we've been doing.
On with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quinn Lugas, talking all things KC. Mayor Lugas, Trump has floated the idea of moving World Cup matches out of blue cities. If more matches were shifted here in Kansas City, are we really prepared for that? And what would that mean for our infrastructure, security, and neighborhoods?
I don't think the president will touch anything in terms of what's going on with World Cup cities. I think this is bluster. FIFA has a relationship with every World Cup city. Cities are spending tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to get ready for the World Cup in all their places. So not only do I think Kansas City will be ready, will be protected in its World Cup games, I don't expect us to take anybody else's. I don't expect any others to be shifted. It is a threat. There are many of those made every day. What we don't do is chase each one. And we'll make sure Kansas City's ready, prepared, and safe for what happens next summer.
Where you celebrating your victory Monday at? Drinks on you, Mayor Lugas. What's up?
You know what, man? I'm just going to go to work, do a good job. But I got one little thing to tell y'all. And by the way, I don't handle proclamations for my office, all that sort of stuff. But I love watching a whole week because did y'all see this Chapel Roan artist, who I know is a wonderful person, has a streetcar, a mural, all that sort of stuff. Ain't nobody saying anything. But, you know, hey, yeah. That's just how it all rolls.
Thank you, Mayor Lugas. I appreciate my two proclamations. I just want to say that. You yes, know what I'm
thank,
saying?
And thank you for my one.
Yeah. We appreciate you. We'll holler at you next week. Have a good one. Be a blessing.
I'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye now.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
824, high of 88. Currently it is 65, sunny skies at Ruskin. Is it valid or just straight up ridiculous? Dame Dash is claiming that he's sending over some papers to New York Charlamagne and The Breakfast Club after their viral interview.
Why I'm suing The Breakfast Club and everyone that was in that whole circle and scene. The thing is, we on the radio. So if you say I got dirty sneakers playing tonight and they can't see it, then they're going to think I got on dirty sneakers. And it's going to get into the algorithm. Dame has on dirty sneakers. I don't want to hear that when I got on new sneakers.
Are we serious? Are we serious right now?
That's the question on the table. Is it valid or ridiculous? It sounds like it's ridiculous from your point of view.
So you're going to sue because we think you have dirty shoes on. What does he want? How does he want to be compensated? By having a year's worth of Air Force Ones? And how many is that?
Questions that need answers,
this
huh?
This is stupid.
I guess in this in the entertainment business, the only person that can sue that'll be justified is Cardi B. Switch it over.
Oh, here you go.
Adele, people were like, maybe Adele is going to perform at the Super Bowl. People thought Cardi might perform. People had no idea.
So.
Well, it has just been announced that Bad Bunny will be the performer headlining Super Bowl 60. And so a lot of people have been commenting right now, but he is the performer. And Bad Bunny, I mean, he's a global star. So shout out to him for getting that. A lot of people, too, was like, yeah, they had to have a little balance. As far as what we had, Usher, Rihanna, Beyonce,
yeah,
Kendrick.
It was a good pick, you know.
Oh, I think it's a great pick. Yeah, it makes sense.
Now, has Brian ever listened to some Bad? No, I haven't. I'll be interested to maybe explore a little bit.
Can you speak some Spanish?
Te gusta.
Okay. Más o menos así, así.
Grande. That means
no,
big.
No, Beyonce. Yeah, no. We know.
Oh, there we go. Okay, there. I was waiting for that beat to kick in. This is called Moscow Mule. So how about on Hustle and Shine, we need to get a little more familiar with Bad Bunny.
I like that.
We know the joints he did. He got one with Drake.
Of course.
Nah.
Love to hear you mention that. Nah. I knew you was a fan.
Who else? Stop. There you go, being
obnoxious.
I thought you was going to say Boosie. I was going to say not today. Please.
Yeah, Boosie, definitely. But yeah, we just need to learn together, cousins. We need to tap into our Spanish, Hispanic cousins.
Absolutely.
And make sure that y'all teach us a little bit about Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I like that. And plus, you know, she's going to be at Super Bowl 60, so we definitely got to get ready.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those indecisive, charming, and very balanced Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
A happy birthday to actress known for her role on Grey's Anatomy, Kelly McCreary. Sending over a birthday shout out to singer and songwriter, happy birthday, Deborah Morgan. Happy birthday to the son of Rev Run. Y'all remember him when he was a little boy running around on Run's house, JoJo Simmons. A big happy birthday to NBA star Kevin Durant. Happy heavenly birthday to hip-hop dancer, choreographer, actor, and TV producer Twitch. And a happy birthday to Rachel Finch. Your husband Aaron said he loves you, and a happy birthday, girl. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to producer, singer, rapper, and songwriter, and one of the founding members of Jodeci. Happy birthday to Devontae Swing.
Okay, Dean, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Andrew Ross, Quincy Danielle, and Drew Wright. Sending birthday love to Tracy Jackson, Laquita Brewington, and Michelle Wilson. Happy birthday, Jeremy Smith, Corey Turner, Jamila Jackson, and everybody else born on September 29th. Happy birthday, Libras. Celebrate your day.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car. Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Regina.
Hey, Regina, what you doing?
Oh, at work.
Okay. Before you walked into work, what was that check engine light looking like?
It's off.
Good.
Period. Good. I love to hear that. That confidence, too. I hope you're as confident about that as you are about this. We got a $30 Kansas Lottery instant ticket on the line, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion, even as you're clocked in. You ready?
I'm ready.
And you thought you were sick, had tricks up your sleeve. But I'm seeing your stupid act, and I know you're tired of me. That's why I say,
when we were together, we never turned our backs on each other.
Oh, but now
that we're separated, we can't stand one another.
Hey! There we go, cousin. You did that with some passion. You got a story to tell?
No.
Yep.
Oh no.
Oh Lord.
We're gonna have to get we're gonna have to add a segment about that. I like that.
You need some marriage propaganda in your life.
Hell no.
Yikes. Cousin, you get that $30 Kansas Lottery Chiefs Kingdom instant ticket and qualify for $1,000 in free fall cash. If you get that money, Regina, what would you spend it on?
My mom and my kids.
That's a solid answer.
Yep. All right, Regina, go ahead and tell the town what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine.
You know,
I won't be there.
Making that real money.